That's just one story we'll be watching on the economic front. On the other, you'll remember before the pandemic, we had a really robust economy. And one of the dividends of that is we saw American families paying down their debts. They eliminated a lot of credit card debt. It freed up a lot of disposable income for purchases, increased demand for products, which is to some degree maybe haunting us now. But it was a good thing that they were eliminating the burden of debt. Well, now that's reversed since the pandemic, and there is one specific kind of debt that is really causing problems. And WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne joins us with more on that. Hi, Marie.
Good morning, Guy. According to the Urban Institute, just like you said, one in seven Americans has medical debt in collections. Medical bills can pile up fast when health issues arise. We all know that. Patients say they often miss notices in their bills offering assistance, and so many others complain bills are just hard to understand. And they just keep coming. One patient who worked with a nonprofit community service society in New York said they had a kidney stone removed and then received 28 bills. Patient advocates say patients, and we're talking about all patients, need to know that help is available to pay those bills. Help in the form of discounts, payment plans, even writing off bills as a charity case. At Beaumont Hospital, Kristen Paulson is the director of patient billing. She says they offer all of those options just mentioned, and she says her department is proactive in offering help early in the process.
If it's somebody that we know should be applying for financial assistance, that statement is tailored to that. Or if we know somebody that needs to do some payment arrangements, we tailor it to that as well, where they can make that first payment and they'll put them into an automatic payment arrangement.
And Paulson says the people who work in billing services are actually trained to spot someone who's having a problem paying a bill when they call in and to offer them help.
If they're having financial difficulties, a lot of times there's a lot of pauses in that, and then they can ask about financial assistance and kind of initiate that that patient down that road. That's what we're hoping that we do with every patient, but sometimes we don't reach every single patient.
And she says her advice to patients who are behind in their bills at the hospital, to call the hospital, ask for help. She says she is well aware that many people are ashamed and often still struggling with their medical issues, and then they're faced with that big bill. She says that their offices are trained to help people, Guy.
Well, and it, you know, there's a question there, Marie, too, which is why do they make these debt reduction services and debt reduction help so hard to find?
That was one of the questions that I asked her, and she said that they are required a couple of things. They are required to put all this information in front of the patient. So often, you know, we're inundated with this long explanation, and we're like, oh my gosh, what does that all really mean?
Right.
So that's an issue. She says a lot of times, you know, notice after notice after notice is sent to a patient, and you know, we can all understand this. People are overwhelmed and they're afraid to open those bills, and maybe they don't deal with it and then put it aside, and then the problem just gets to be bigger.
There's some of that, and there's also kind of the, I would call it the fog of war, which is once you,
yes.
And I just had this surgery on my shoulder, so we've been through that, that, you know, there are so many things where you're learning what your insurance company will cover, what it won't cover, what's going to happen to be out of pocket, what kind of down payments you need to make. There's so many little things like that that you need to cover before getting treatment that you might miss some of these opportunities to get help where you need it.
Right. And and you have to have someone who is not in pain and clear headed to help you oftentimes. Right.
What are you saying? What are you suggesting?
You know, to help you with those things. Right. I mean, we've all been there. We all know when you're in pain, it's very difficult to deal with something, you know, like a bill. And, you know, one of the things I also asked her was, why is it that when we go to the hospital for something like, you know, in your case, you went for this surgery. So why is it that we just can't, like when I go to get my car repaired and I need a new muffler, it's, you know, going to cost me this much. Why is it that there isn't this thing that we can look at to say, oh yes, that procedure is going to cost you this much. And she says, because there are so many variables in medicine, when someone comes to the hospital, they may do one procedure and then discover they've got two other things they need to solve in order to get this person back on their feet.
That is so true. It is, you know, like so many things, the legalisms in it,
yes.
The fine print, it all is daunting to even, I think, the most astute consumer, and that's what's so frustrating. Thanks for all the information, Marie. I think that's really helpful to a lot of people, understanding that there is help out there and how to look for it. And I know we can be putting details on this on our WJR.com webpage, and you can also find Marie in our podcast there as well if you didn't get a chance to listen to all the details on that. You can find that at WJR.com as well. Have a great day, Marie.
Thank you, Guy.